This is Taiwan Plus on ICRT, your connection to stories that matter. Brought to you by the news team at TaiwanPlus.com.
Welcome to Taiwan Plus News. I'm Yin Kavat. China's Air Force has sent 52 warplanes into Taiwan's air defense zone over the past 2 days. The latest incursion included an upgraded electronic warfare plane not previously seen. The J-16D fighter jet is capable of intelligence gathering and interfering with radar systems. Our reporter Jaime Ocon has this story.
On Monday, Taiwan scrambled its fighter jets and deployed missile defense systems in response to another incursion from the Chinese military. 13 Chinese planes entered the southwest corner of Taiwan's Air Defense Identification Zone, or ADIZ. This included 10 fighter jets, 2 bombers, and 1 radar plane that went further into the defense zone before circling back. Taiwan's government reiterated that it is closely monitoring activities across the strait. For the first time, the group of Chinese planes that breached the ADIZ included the J-16D, an electronic warfare fighter which gathers intelligence and can jam radars. It was first exhibited in a 2015 air show. The rapid modernization of the China's People's Liberation Army, or the PLA, is raising concerns. As both China and the U.S. increase their posturing in the region, Taiwan is looking to ensure its own security without getting caught in an arms race. Chris Ma and Jaime Ocon for Taiwan Plus.
For more on the J-16D fighter jet, our reporter Jaime Ocon spoke to Gerald C. Brown, a defense analyst based in Washington, D.C. He began by asking him what was a new threat the fighter jet poses to Taiwan's defenses.
The J-16D, this is the first time that we've seen the J-16D, not only in the ADIZ, but running any kind of operational mission, as far as I'm aware. It's been revealed, like we saw at an air show last year, but it's the first time we've seen it really in action. So seeing it in the ADIZ is probably likely for training purposes. The J-16D, it's an electronic warfare variant of the J-16. So essentially, it's carries fewer weapons, but it carries more sophisticated electronic warfare equipment, allowing it to fly with other combat aircraft and help clear the way for them, essentially, by degrading radar, communications, and targeting systems. So with the new deployments of the J-16D, they're likely trying to test out its capabilities and just exercise and train.
And what kind of a message is China trying to send with this latest incursion?
So, of course, we can never be completely certain. But with these larger incursions, there usually does appear to be some kind of political element of it. In this instance, I would say it's most likely response to the joint U.S. and Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force exercises operating in the South China Sea area. Obviously, the United States has 2 carrier strike groups there, the USS Carl Vinson and the USS Abraham Lincoln, operating alongside the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force. The last time we saw a large incursion to this extent was in October of last year, which was a similar exercise going on between the United States Navy, Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, Australian Royal Navy, and a few others. Joint military capabilities in general are very concerning for the PLA. It's far more difficult to counter military operating in unison.
Taiwan's government today reported 38 total cases of COVID-19 in the country, with 13 local ones. Health authorities have announced the opening of a new quarantine facility to help ease the burden on the nation's health system. And as Bingwang reports, some cities are now cancelling major festivals in the run-up to the upcoming Lunar New Year holiday as they look to prevent the virus from spreading.
Another year without fireworks. This religious festival in Taidong, a city in southeastern Taiwan, traditionally rings in the Lantern Festival, slated for the start of February, but it's been cancelled for the second year running. While Taidong is cancelling their events to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Tainan City in southern Taiwan is waiting for more guidance on their planned festivities. With the rise in number of domestic COVID-19 cases, the government has set up quarantine centers to prevent hospitals from spilling over. 1,500 beds have been added to the new centers. For the more severe infections, the patients will be sent directly to hospitals. The central government also announced stricter measures for visitors to these hospitals. visitors must now present a negative COVID test, even if they're fully vaccinated. As for COVID treatment, Taiwan has received over 2,000 courses of Merck's antiviral pill, and 20,000 courses of Pfizer's pill are expected to arrive before the end of the week. While several festivities may be cancelled, central and local governments are working hard to ensure that other activities can still take place, and that Taiwan can welcome the Lunar New Year safely. Damon Lin and Bing Wang for Taiwan Plus.
At least 78 Winter Olympics arrivals have tested positive for COVID-19 in Beijing, including at least one who is an athlete or team official. More than 3,000 people have now arrived in Beijing for the Games, which are set to take place from February 4th to 20th inside a closed-loop bubble that separates all event personnel from the public. Those who test positive will be isolated and their close contacts notified. China has recorded dozens of coronavirus cases in the capital and tested 2 million residents. Travel restrictions have also been imposed as part of its zero COVID approach. William Lai on Tuesday departed on his first official trip abroad as Taiwan's vice president to solidify ties with the allied nation of Honduras. Lai is visiting the Central American country to attend the inauguration ceremony for the newly elected president, Xiomara Castro. During her election campaign, Castro said she would establish diplomatic ties with China, but has since backtracked on that position. On his five-day trip, Lai will transit through the U.S. state of California twice, where he is expected to hold video calls with United States government officials. Before boarding his flight, the vice president spoke about Taiwan's reliability as an international ally. Taiwan's special forces rank among the most formidable in the world. The grueling training these elite Marines undergo prepares them for a vital frontline role in any potential conflict with China. Jaime Ocon has this report on what it means to be a frogman.
This is the road to heaven, a 100-meter path that separates ordinary soldiers from Taiwan's most elite naval force, the Amphibious Reconnaissance and Patrol Unit, more commonly known as Frogmen, Taiwan's equivalent to a U.S. Navy SEAL. These Marines are at the end of a brutal 12-week training course, the last 10 days which are spent performing exercises like this. Many trainees fade in and out of consciousness from the fatigue. But the exercises are meant to develop an iron will, which they'll need to complete specialized missions as frogmen. In the event of war with China, which claims Taiwan as a breakaway province, these trainees will find themselves on the front line, scouting enemy positions and calling in attacks. In training, they spend much of their time in the water. As Taiwan is an island nation, these future frogmen need to learn how to hold their breath and stay submerged with full combat gear. Of the 31 who started the course, only 15 finished. Taiwan hopes these new frogmen will serve as inspiration for the next generation of soldiers tasked with safeguarding the island. James Rayner and Jaime Ocon for Taiwan Plus.
It's a dream for many to fly around the world and explore new places. But for 19-year-old Zara Rutherford, it was far more than just a flight of fancy. The British-Belgian aviator flew herself into the record books as the youngest woman to fly the world solo. She spoke to our reporter Sandy Chi about her incredible adventure.
Young and bold, Zara Rutherford comes in for landing in Belgium, accompanied by the country's Red Devils aerobatic display team after completing her record-breaking journey.
Thank you.
It's a story months in the making. The teenager set off last August and traveled more than 50,000 kilometers across five continents, visiting 52 countries, including Taiwan. Zara's journey required tremendous determination.
So the main goal for me in the very beginning was just to go on this crazy adventure and have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But then I never thought it'd be possible because, I mean, flying around the world is challenging, it's dangerous, it's expensive. And so I never really thought about much about it. But then I was finishing school and I thought, actually, this is the perfect opportunity to do something crazy and fly around the world. So I planned the route.
Along the way, she encountered life-threatening situations, including extreme weather.
For example, flying through California, there were many wildfires. And then I had to divert because the smoke, it would just feel like it was almost in the cockpit and I could smell it. And it was just, everything was kind of a brownish orange. And that's one of those scenarios where it was pretty scary looking back. But in the moment, I was just really focused on making sure that I got to the ground safely.
With no one but herself to accompany, Zara learned to trust her abilities.
You know, I can't just be like, I give up, I'm done. Someone else figure it out. It is just me in the plane. There's nobody else around and I have to figure it out. And so then I think your instincts kind of kick in of, okay, how do I get through this safely? What do I do? Let's do this, this, this. And otherwise, if I did need an extra boost, it was music. I got this huge playlist that I found on Spotify with 40 hours of music with just songs that I recognize. And so then it's just quite nice having something that I'm familiar with.
The young aviator was particularly enamored with her time in Taiwan.
I love Taiwan. Taiwan was amazing. Seeing Taipei and the hills in the background, or mountains even, was gorgeous.
And she enjoyed a special treat during her stay.
I was given bubble tea when I landed and at the hotel. I love it. The little round things like, are kind of strange, and they were slightly weird to get used to, but I really like them. I would love to come back to Taiwan once the pandemic is over and properly look around.
Now finally safe and sound back home, the journey has given Zara a new appreciation for the little things in life.
It's incredible. I'm just so happy to be home. It's been a long 5 months. So seeing the family again, seeing the cats again, I'm really happy. I would say I've become a lot more grateful for the small things. So for the things that make home home, it's been really challenging. And I remember at times I would just miss really random things like walking to the local bakery or watching TV with my cats or these really very specific things. And I think it's made me appreciate those things a lot more. And now, you know, I won't take this for granted.
For Zara's parents, both of whom are pilots themselves, the daughter's journey is a source of pride, and one they hope can encourage more girls to pursue careers in aviation and science.
It was amazing. It's been a roller coaster of emotions. Extremely proud now with what she has done, because it's extremely difficult what she's done. And it wasn't a given that she would succeed. And also extremely proud for the message she's bringing to young girls and young women. Go for your dreams, go for it, reach for the sky. The moment will never be right, just go for it. And don't let other people tell you that this is something for someone else or for a boy, or and even for boys, you know. Don't be afraid to follow your heart and go where your passion lies.
With the end of one journey comes the start of another. Zara is set to begin university this year as she pursues her next dream, to fly into space as an astronaut. Patrick Chen and Sandy Chi for Taiwan Plus.
Thanks for watching Taiwan Plus News. I'm Ian Cavatt. For more stories from Taiwan and around the world, please download the Taiwan Plus app. Stay safe and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Taiwan Plus on ICRT. For more great stories from Taiwan and around the world, visit taiwanplus.com.